गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय। श्रीमती राधा रानीज अपियरेंस डे सेलिब्रेशन की। श्री श्री राधाष्टमी महोत्सव की। समवेत भक्त वृंद की। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे शील प्रभुपाद की। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री श्री राधाष्टमी महोत्सव की जय। सो सिंस टुडे इज राधाष्टमी देयरफॉर वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट सम स्पेशल वर्स फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत। It was actually a verse from Sarup Damodar's diary, which is known as Sarup Damodar's Karcha. Karcha means diary, daily notes that he kept. And there he describes who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in order, while describing the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is actually revealing the identity of Srimati Radharani. So the verse is on the screen. I hope you all can see that. Enlarge it a little more. Can you enlarge it? Because those who are at the back may not be able to see it. Is it possible? Oh, in the computer you can't enlarge. Huh? Maximum. Can... Yeah, make it more. Okay, that's all right. Those who are at the back can see it. Jagadananda, can you see it? Okay, now I want to check it. Bimal Krishna, can you see it? Yeah, you can see it. Read it also. Okay. Okay, I'll just read the verse and you all recite after me. Radha Krishna, Pranaya Bikritir, Ladini Shaktir, Ashmad, Ekatmanavapi, Bhubipura, Deha Vedang, Gatautau, Chaitanakhang, Prakatamadhuna, Taddayang, Chaikamaptang, Radha Bhavaduti, Shubalitang, Naomi, Krishna Swarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bikritir Ladini Shaktir. Asmadekatmanabhopi Bhubi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatautau. Chaitanakhang prakatam adhuna tadvayam chaikamaptam. Radha bhavad duti shubalitam naumi krishna swarupam. Radha krishna pranaya vikritir ladini shakti. Asmadekatmana bhopi bhubi pura deha bhedam gatautau. Chaitanakhang prakatamadhuna tattayam chaikamaptam. Radha bhavaduti shubalitam naumi krishna swarupam. Radha, Srimati Radharani. Krishna, of Lord Krishna. Pranaya, of love. Bikriti, the transformation. Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency. Asmat, from this. Eka Atmanau, both the same in identity. Api, although. Bhubi, on earth. Pura, from beginningless time. Deho bhedang, separate forms. Gato, obtained. To, those two. Rather, these two. Chaitanakham, known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prakatam, manifest. Adhuna, now. Taddayam, the two of them. Cha, and. Oikam, unity. Aptam, obtain. Radha, of Srimati Radharani. Bhava, mood. Duti, the luster. Shubalitam, who is adorned with. Naomi, I offer my obeisances. Krishna Swarupam, to him who is identical with Sri Krishna. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, They separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. It's a long verse with a long translation. So anyway, you all read after me. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. This has a very small purport. This text is from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. It appears as the fifth of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada gives such a small purport here because this Adilila chapter 4 is the purport of this verse. The whole of this whole chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the purport of this verse. I'll just read through the next few verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna ek atma dui deho dhori annanne biloshe rosh ashadan kori. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. So the first point is, Radha and Krishna are one and the same. Radha and Krishna are one and the same. But they have assumed two bodies. Just as Krishna expands as His avatar, He Himself expands into many forms, non-different from Himself. But here we are seeing another expansion. Krishna's pleasure potency is expanding in another body. So who is that? That is Srimati Radharani. Why did He become two? In order to taste the loving exchange. We have to understand, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. He is one. Say, let us consider, although the spiritual sky is eternal. Eternal means there is no beginning, no end. But for our understanding, we can consider at the beginning who was there? At the very beginning? Only Krishna was there. Upanishads are describing that. That at the beginning, only Krishna was there. And then Krishna expanded Himself. From Krishna, expansions took place. So Krishna's pleasure potency. Pleasure potency means the potency through which Krishna experiences joy. The potency through which Krishna enjoys. That is also Krishna, non-different from Krishna. Krishna's pleasure potency is Krishna himself. Like Shakti and Shaktiman. So your Shakti, is it different from you? Like you have Shakti, you can lift something. That is your strength, your power, your Shakti. Is it your or somebody else's? Is it separate from you? No. But as Shakti, it is separate, it is different. So Krishna's Shakti became different from Krishna, and that pleasure potency became, is Srimati Radharani. Whatever Krishna's enjoyment is through this pleasure potency. Whenever Krishna wants to enjoy, whatever Krishna wants to enjoy. Now, Krishna's highest enjoyment is with Radharani. And that pleasure potency and Krishna himself, are they one or two? They can be separate also. When they're separated, deho bhedam gato to, they became two. That is Radha and Krishna. But when they're one, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanakham prakatamadhu. Now the question is, at the beginning, they were two or they were one? We can't figure out. These are the problems of understanding the spiritual reality. So we simply have to accept it. Like there is, just consider, like how complex spiritual understanding is. It's inconceivable. That's why it says it's inconceivable. Inconceivable means cannot be understood. Conception means understanding. Conceivable means that can be understood. And inconceivable means that cannot be understood. It cannot be understood. Like for example, was the chicken first or the egg first? Can anybody solve that problem? You may say, well, chicken was first, otherwise the egg would come. Now the question is, how did the chicken come if there was no egg? So that is the inconceivable aspect of spiritual reality. So, but we have to understand, as I said, deho bhedam gato to, bhubi pura, in the past, they became deho bhedam. Two, deho means body and bhedam means separate. Two different bodies. Krishna became two bodies. Can Krishna expand? Can Krishna expand? Krishna can expand. Krishna is not limited like us. Krishna can expand. And Krishna's expansion is he himself, Shaktiman, and his Shakti. That is one expansion. Another kind of expansion, Krishna expanded to Balaram. In Vrindavan, Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. Then Balaram expands as Chaturbuha, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. In that, Vasudev is Krishna's expansion. Shankarshan is Balaram's expansion. And then Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And they have their Shakti also. Vasudev in Dwarka, when Krishna expands as Vasudev, Radharani becomes Satyabhama. Chandravali becomes Rukmini. 16,000 gopis expand into 16,000 queens. So Krishna expands, Krishna Shakti also expands. Then Krishna became Narayan, Radharani became Lakshmi. Krishna became Ramchandra, Radharani became Sita. The pleasure potency became Sita. So this is how, as Krishna expands, his potency also expands. So, this is how we have to understand the tattva of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is not just an ordinary girl that Krishna fell in love with. Radharani is Krishna's pleasure potency. And there are many other, when we go into Krishna, Radharani's, Radha Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, there are many wonderful aspects. Apparently Radharani is married to Abhimanyu. Now who is Abhimanyu? Krishna's expansion. So now the consideration is, then why is that? Why it had to be like that? Because it's like a drama. It's like Krishna's pastimes, the words pastimes is like a drama, like a play on a stage, a drama on a stage. And why the dramas are enacted? The dramas are enacted for entertainment. And those who are acting, they're enjoying. Those who are acting on the stage, the actors and actresses are enjoying, and those who are watching, they are also enjoying. So this entertainment, Krishna's pastimes are for Krishna's entertainment. Krishna is Anandamaya. Anandamaya means enjoyer. Krishna is an enjoyer and he is enjoying in this way. And there comes another factor, Jogomaya. What Jogomaya does? Jogomaya makes forget. Jogomaya makes even Krishna forget. Krishna forgets that he is the Supreme Personality of God. That is Jogomaya's potency. Krishna himself forgets that he is Krishna, meaning he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like a good actor, how many of you have acting experiences? Okay. So when you act, do you remember who you are? If you remember who you are, then can you become that role that you are playing? In order to act properly, you have to forget who you are. You have to become that person. So Jogomaya makes Krishna also forget and become that person that he is playing. Makes everybody forget. Everybody forget not who they are. Jogomaya makes Krishna forget who he is, and in Vrindavan, Jogomaya makes everyone forget who Krishna is. Because if they remembered Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they couldn't have acted the way they act with Krishna. If they, therefore Jogomaya is making them forget who Krishna is. And this is how Krishna is performing his pastimes. Now, what is the highest form of enjoyment? The highest form of enjoyment comes from loving exchange. Loving exchange is the highest form of enjoyment. So, in that loving exchange, if there is obstacle, then the love becomes more intense. Just like a river, river is flowing, and if there is some boulders on the river, if there is some obstacle, then what happens? The current becomes stronger. Similarly, the nature is that when there is obstacle, the intensity becomes stronger. Then the love becomes more, loving exchange becomes more relishable. There is some mention in our scriptures that I think it's from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I am forgetting the source. Radharani Krishna proposed to Radharani, let's get married. Radharani said, we get bored. We'll get bored with each other if we get married. It's better that we don't get married. Because in loving relationship, the excitement disappears. So, that is why they are not married. Not only married, they are not married to each other, but there is the feeling that she is married to somebody else. Radharani is married to somebody else. So can you imagine how difficult it is now to meet? She is married to somebody else. She cannot really come and meet. She is married, and not only that, at home she has her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law. They are the biggest obstacles. They don't want them to come and meet. So now, because of this obstacle, when you cross that obstacle and meet, the meeting becomes more relishable. Now also, our acharyas have pointed out that these are some very, very complex topic. So trade on these topics very carefully. Why it is complex? Because in the material nature, we are playing unconsciously due to the illusory energy's influence on us. We are trying to become Krishna. Whatever we are doing in this material nature is our, whatever in the material nature we are trying to enjoy. And how we are trying to enjoy? We are trying to enjoy like Krishna, the way Krishna enjoys. Our enjoyment is not like and the enjoyer, actually. In reality, our enjoyment comes from being enjoyed. By being enjoyed, we experience our delight. But because we have fallen into this material nature, we are trying to play the role of, we are trying to become Krishna. But that is not possible in the spiritual sense. In the spiritual sense, we can never become like Krishna. In the spiritual sense, we are insignificant, tiny little spiritual spark. Therefore, in order to fulfill that desire, it's something like, let's put it this way, let's kind of consider why we fell into this material nature. We fell into this material nature because we wanted to be Krishna. For some reason or other, we wanted to be Krishna. We desired to be like, be Krishna. And Krishna wants to fulfill everybody's desires. So Krishna said, oh, you want to be me? Fine. But for that, you have to go to another world. In this world, in the spiritual world, you cannot become me because here I am me. Nobody else can be me in the spiritual world. So if you want to be me, then you have to go somewhere else. So what is that someplace else? That someplace else is this material nature. And in this material nature, we are playing Krishna. See who Krishna is? The Supreme Personality of God. In the material nature, who do we think we are? The supreme enjoyer. So we are trying to play Krishna's role. But we are doing it in an illusory way. It's not possible for us to become the enjoyer like Krishna. But we are just getting an opportunity. Krishna is allowing us. And in the material nature, we are just trying to be Krishna. Krishna means the supreme controller. And we have the tendency. Let me control everything. How to control everything? To control everything, I need power. Now, how to get power? Money. Money is power. So let me get money. Or there is other power, military power. Vaishyas rule with money. Vaishya's power is money. But Kshatriya's power is military strength or physical strength. And Brahmana's power is his wisdom, knowledge. So Brahmanas are more in a mode of goodness, so they don't want to enjoy in that way. But Kshatriyas and Vaishyas want to enjoy. And Shudras are too much in ignorance to even realize that they want to enjoy. Their enjoyment is in losing themselves, getting drunk or falling asleep. That is Shudra's enjoyment. But this enjoyment is taking place not on the spiritual context. We cannot have play that role in the spiritual way. Therefore, we are playing it in the material way. Through the material body. Through this material body, we are trying to control everything. We are trying to fulfill all our desires. We are desiring and we want to fulfill our desires. But Krishna is Ichchamoy. Krishna can do that. But in the material nature, it is a struggle for us. We try to enjoy, but it's such a struggle. And at the end of the day, do we enjoy? No, we end up suffering. Therefore, these very intimate pastimes of Krishna cannot be imitated in the material context. Although the tendency is there, but there is a social consideration, morality. It is not right. Krishna can have an affair with somebody else's wife. But a jiva cannot do that. Because in the spiritual sky, that somebody who is Radharani's husband or Gopi's husband, they're all Krishna. Krishna's expansions. But in the material nature, there is a consideration of morality. Man-woman relationship is there, but it has to be done through the arrangement of marriage with the social approval. A man and woman should not meet without that social approval. That is immoral. And when someone is married to somebody else, that one, she should be loyal to her husband. That is the chastity of a woman. And a man also should be faithful to his wife and not have affairs with some other woman. So in the material nature, there is a consideration of morality. But in the spiritual context, since Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Krishna has a right to enjoy anyone. But that enjoyment is totally different. It is not an enjoyment like between the union of two bodies. It is a spiritual union. So that is what is very important to understand. Like in that respect, we can give an example. Like here, many of you are married. Many women are married and many of your wives are here. Now, if your wives fall in love with Krishna, do you mind? Why not? Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, it is one feels proud. My wife is a great devotee of Krishna. So, having a loving relationship with Krishna is a height of greatness and appreciation. So in that context, we have to understand Krishna's Braja Leela. And it should never be imitated. In that respect, Srimad Bhagavatam gives an example that Krishna's pastimes should not be imitated. Just like Lord Shiva's drinking poison should not be imitated. Can anybody imitate Lord Shiva and drink poison? You'll die. So this is how the great personality's activities, especially spiritual personality's activities, should not be imitated. Rather, they should be worshipped. And what is the benefit? Radha Krishna's loving exchange, when we go deep into them, when we appreciate them, we become free from sex desire. Otherwise, the attraction between a man and a woman is sex desire. But Radha Krishna's pastimes are so wonderful that by hearing about them, one becomes free from sex desire. Why? Because he understands the glory of being in love with Krishna. The joy of being in love with Krishna. And the joy of being in love with Krishna is so profound, so overwhelming, that one loses all desires for material enjoyment. And that is the purpose of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Krishna is actually giving us an opportunity to become free from our material bondage. Material bondage is extremely painful. It is extremely painful. But due to the illusory energy, we are considering this painful state to be joyful. That is the illusion. Actually, it is painful, but we are thinking it is joyful. Enjoyable. And this, therefore, it has been pointing out, don't try to enjoy the material nature. Because to the extent you want to enjoy, to that extent you will suffer. That is the reaction. That is the result. Because it's illusory, the illusion of enjoyment is actually not enjoyment, but opposite to enjoyment. Suffering appears to be enjoyment. Therefore, give up your propensity, give up your tendency to enjoy. But try to serve. Because that is our constitutional position. Our business is to serve. And the way to appreciate, way to come to the platform of service is recognize who Krishna is, who Srimati Radharani is, how Srimati Radharani is serving Krishna. Why she is so important? Why she is so dear to Krishna? Because she has an incredible service attitude. For the sake of Krishna, for the sake of Krishna's pleasure, she is ready to sacrifice everything. That is the real service attitude. Enjoyment is we want to enjoy. We want to gratify our senses. But sacrifice means for Krishna's pleasure, we are prepared to give up our tendency to enjoy. Sacrifice. What is the meaning of the word sacrifice? Give away. Not accept it. Although it is mine, but I don't want to take it. Although I am thinking it is mine, but I want to accept it. Therefore, the way to express our love for Krishna is by offering where our attachment is. What I love the most, let us offer it to Krishna. What is most dear to me, let me offer it to Krishna. That is the meaning of sacrifice. Sacrificing it for Krishna's pleasure. So that is what Krishna consciousness is reminding us. That is what Krishna consciousness is teaching us. That is what Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness is becoming aware of what we must do for the sake of Krishna. In the initial stage, we may say, okay, fine, just chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. Read Prabhupada's books and render service. But the thing is, that is just the beginning. But as we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we get to know about Krishna. We get to know about Krishna. That's why reading Prabhupada's books are so important. We get to know Krishna. And as we get to know Krishna, our attachment to Krishna grows. Like first thing what happens, when you get to know Krishna, we become free from anxiety. In the material nature, we have so many anxieties. But when you get to know that Krishna is taking care of, if I surrender to Krishna, Krishna will take care of me. So, the anxieties are gone. No more anxiety. I don't have to worry about myself anymore. I remember that's one of the first things that I experienced when I was reading Prabhupada's books and decided to surrender myself. When I decided to surrender, one overwhelming feeling came to me. Oh, from now on I won't have to worry about myself anymore. I'm surrendering to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. Krishna knows everything. Krishna can do anything. So now that I'm surrendering myself to Him, I don't have to worry about anything. Let Him take care of me. So, freedom from anxiety. Then we develop our love for Krishna. Then when we develop our love for Krishna, then we want to do something for Him. The first activity of doing things for Krishna, first service tendency actually comes from, not by our own decision. It comes from our authority's decision. Spiritual master says, do this. Or the temple president says, do this. Or our leader says, do this. And we do it. That is how we go ahead. Like we don't decide for ourselves. Because we do not know what to expect, what Krishna wants. That way I was very fortunate to have an instruction from Srila Prabhupada. Practically at the very first meeting. Oh, you translate my books into Bengali. So now I knew what to do for Krishna. At that time I did not really know Krishna. I did not develop any love for Krishna. But because my Guru Maharaj said, my Prabhupada said, so I said, okay, I'll do that. But as it goes, the spiritual master tells, and spiritual master knows our ability, our propensity, that is one quality of a spiritual master. He knows what is the propensity of the disciple. That is the quality of a leader. He knows what his followers are good at. And then he engages accordingly. Oh, he is, like we saw, how Prabhupada was engaging. Oh, you are a professor of English? Edit my books. You are a painter? Paint for Krishna, for the books. You are a salesman? Go and sell these books. So this is how Prabhupada engaged everyone according to their propensity. And then comes a stage when we have to decide what we want. Like one simple thing I will say that I notice often. I notice that the parents are very attached to their children. But they don't want their children to become a full-time devotee. So what does it mean? They don't want to offer the dearmost object to Krishna. In that respect, I have mentioned that before also. Like once, one temple president was a disciple of mine. But he runs a business also, and he was also a temple president in America. So he used to always tell me to send some pujaris from India. And I was reluctant to send, because I knew, send somebody from India to America, and that's the end of his spiritual life. In a way. He will stay there for 3 years, then he'll get a green card. Then when he gets a green card, he's free to earn money. And when he is free to earn money, he gets a lot of money. And that is, he leaves the temple, goes away, starts to work in just to earn money. And that's, and it goes on and on and on. I don't want to get into detail. So I am reluctant to send devotees to America. So I used to tell him that, look, and he used to insist that otherwise we don't have any pujaris. So I used to tell him that make local devotees. That is the solution. Make local devotees. Srila Prabhupada made the Americans into devotees, and not only they were rendering service in the temple, they went to different corners of the world and spread the movement. So, then he said, but we can't make devotees here. I said, you can't make devotees because we are not preaching. And then finally I told him that, look, you have your son. Do you want him to become a devotee? He was silent for a while. And then he honestly admitted, no. Then I told him, if you, being the temple president, do not want your son to become a devotee, why do you think anybody else's son will become a devotee? Why? Because we are not taking the pride in Krishna consciousness. We are not recognizing that this is the most important thing. The important thing is not make money and get married and raise a family. The most important thing is to become a devotee of Krishna. And if we are reluctant to offer where our deepest love is, that means we haven't developed our love for Krishna. If we develop our love for Krishna, then we will be prepared to offer the most dear object, the dearmost object to Krishna. Another thing, like, where is our deepest attachment? Although we may not want to admit it, but the reality is our deepest attachment is in our money. But although in the bank we have a lot of money, when it comes to giving to Krishna, we think twice, oh, No, I can't. What will happen to me if I give away my money? Okay, Krishna is not asking to give all the money. Krishna does. Prabhupada once mentioned, Krishna doesn't see how much you gave him. Krishna sees how much you have kept for yourself. So, be careful about that, you know. Krishna is seeing. And Krishna is watching how much you kept for yourself. Anyway, I have to tell all these things very frankly because it is my responsibility to give you the proper understanding of Krishna consciousness. My business is to cut your maya. You have your maya, you have your material attachments, and a leader's business, a guru's business is to remind you, cut your material attachments. Because if I don't cut the material attachments, who will cut? At least you have decided to listen to me. When you accepted me as your guru, you have accepted me as somebody he will listen to. And one thing I can tell you, that I am not going to ask for something that is impossible for you. Like I will ask for what is possible for you. Just like a teacher. When he goes to the primary school, although he is a PhD, but when he goes to primary school, he doesn't give his PhD course to them. Right? He gradually brings them from primary stage to secondary stage and to the university and so forth. Gradually he brings them up. Similarly, the guru's business is to gradually bring the disciples to the point of total surrender. Just as Prabhupada said, that Krishna is seeing how much you have kept for yourself. That means how much you have, how much attached you are. Okay, fine. But gradually cut that attachment. But sometimes people think that devotees are after their money. Like I was giving the example the other day. There's a very wealthy person and he is naturally very involved and he was asking what could he do for Krishna consciousness or for Krishna. So I told him, I tried to explain to him that since you are running your business, continue with that. But what is the purpose of your running business? To make money. So offer a part of your income to Krishna. But I don't know whether he misunderstood. At least his wife thought that we are after his money. Because we asked for money, she thought that we are after his money. It's just a recent happening. And this kind of misunderstandings take place. Like, actually, why did I say that? Because he is attached to his money. He is making money. Why does one run business? One runs his business to make money. So similarly, whatever you are doing, offer it to Krishna. Just offer it to Krishna. Wherever your attachment is. At the beginning, you take from Krishna. At the beginning, you can ask, Krishna, give me this. Oh, I like Mahaprasad. So I like this, I like that. So fine, your leader or your spiritual master will engage you according to your propensity. But eventually the time will come when you have to decide for yourself. You have to decide for yourself what you want to do for Krishna. And what is the ultimate point? Ultimate point is to offer ourselves. That is the ultimate point. Pure devotee means who has completely offered himself to Krishna. not just externally wearing a dress of a sannyasi or wearing tilak and kanti mala, etc. That is not the ultimate consideration. Ultimate consideration is the state of the heart. How much I am prepared to offer myself to Krishna. And that starts with where our attachments are. In the material nature, we develop our attachments. And therefore, the mantra is, idam krishnaya na mama. This is for Krishna, this is not for me. And now it's up to you, how much you are going to offer to Krishna. And of course, I'm not saying that you have to give all your children to us, you have to give all your money to us. No. It is just a reminder. Okay, fine. If you want to run your business, run it. But how do you express your appreciation for Krishna consciousness? By giving something that you are attached to. That is how you become detached from material attachment. If you are attached to your children, okay, at least if you can't offer the children fully to Krishna, train them to become devotees. You are attached to your money. Fine, give some money to Krishna. By doing that, you are purifying yourself. Meaning, you are becoming detached. And finally, what will happen? Finally, it will come to the point when you'll offer yourself to Krishna. It is not that Krishna, I am offering myself to you. But my money is for my family. It happened one day, one rich man joined Mayapur. We are very excited. He was a jeweler. He was very rich and he left home and came. He wanted to be a full-time devotee. So very excitedly, I was preaching to him. So very excitedly, I told that to Prabhupada. Prabhupada's first question was, how much money did he give? So I said, Prabhupada, to me it seems that he didn't give anything. Prabhupada said, he won't last. Because when he comes himself and not offer his wealth, in spite of being so rich, that means he is not really serious. He leaves his money for his family and brings himself to take care of his burdens. And it's true. Like, he made a big show of being a devotee. Sometimes some Bengalis are very expert in making a show. Because there are so many sahajiyas in Bengal. So they learn from them how to make a show. And then one day, his wife came and children came. And he left. Just a few days of Krishna consciousness anyway. At least by pretending to be a devotee, he did some service to Krishna. Like, therefore Krishna consciousness is actually, ultimately it's a matter of purifying our own heart. And the purification, Bhiddate Hridaya Granthi, the heart has many knots. It's very Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya means heart, Granthi means knots. With these knots, the heart is tied down to the material nature. What are these knots? These are the knots of attachments. But what should Krishna consciousness do? What does Krishna consciousness do? It cuts those attachments. That is what Krishna consciousness does. Cut those attachments. Hridaya grambhiddate means cuts. So, that is the real purpose of Krishna consciousness. We should remember that we haven't come here to Krishna, to ISKCON, to gain something. We haven't come here in ISKCON to get a big position or a lot of money or a comfortable living and so forth. That will come. By Krishna's mercy, everything will come. But on our part, we must try to give. What can I give? That is what Krishna consciousness. What can I offer? to you, Krishna. You are already giving me so much. Now it's my turn to give something to you. And by doing that, we will experience real joy. We won't experience joy through our sense gratification. Our real joy will come from offering to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, I'll give another class this afternoon at 5:30. There is a question from Sydney, from Monica Sharma. Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is, why do we address Radharani as Srimati Radharani, even though she is not married? Srimati doesn't only mean a married woman. That title is there. Unmarried women in Bengali are called Kumari. Kumari such and such. And married women are called Srimati. But Srimati, Sri means wealth, Sri means opulence, and Mati means the female who possesses. Because a married woman possesses the wealth of her husband, she is Srimati. But Radharani is Srimati because she possesses all the wealth. Mind you, Lakshmi Devi is her expansion. Who possesses all the wealth of this world? So Radharani is the source of Lakshmi Devi. So can you imagine what a wealth she possesses? And on top of everything, she possesses Krishna. Therefore, she is Srimati. Yes, Krishna Archan. Well, that is there, but there is also other instances. The question is, Radharani is the greatest devotee because she, when she sees that other gopis are willing to serve Krishna, she pushes them to serve Krishna. Instead of taking the position of herself, she offers that position to others. But also there are instances when in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, that when Viraja, Krishna was with Viraja, Radharani got very upset. Similarly, when Krishna goes to Chandravali, Radharani gets so upset that she refuses to see Krishna. She tells the gopis that that liar, that cheater, the deceptor, that debauchee, let him not even come to my house, come to my kunja. Tell him to go, get lost. So that is another aspect of Radharani. So it's, love is like that, you know. We won't be able to understand, you know, that out of her intense love, she behaves in different ways. Yeah. That's why you have to preach and make them understand. And one simple way to remind, at the time of your death, will all your money go with you? Will your family go with you? So at the time of death, who will be there to depend upon? So that is how preaching is important. Preaching means reminding. Now what is the ultimate benefit? Okay, which sampradaya? I don't know about sampradaya, but in spiritual sky, she has her camp. There also there is groupism. That Chandraval is group, Radharani's group. These are the two main groups. And they can't stand each other. Like for example, once Raghunath Das Goswami's servant, Raghunath Das Goswami used to take just a cup full of buttermilk every 3 days, once in 3 days. So his servant got a big leaf and thought that with a big leaf, with a big cup, maybe he'll drink more buttermilk. So he was curious and said, "Where did you get this leaf?" And he said, "I got it from Shokhisthali." Now Shokhisthali is Chandravali's garden, grove. Just as he heard Shokhisthali, he threw away that cup. He couldn't even tolerate that this leaf was brought from Chandravali's garden. So that is that spiritual conflict. Spiritual conflict is there in the spiritual world. But these are all to enhance our love for Krishna, their love for Krishna. Thank you. And to establish the glory of Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna leaves everyone ultimately to be with Srimati Radharani. So what does it ultimately mean? That Radharani is the dearmost to Krishna. Therefore we feel proud that we belong to her camp. Alright? Thank you.